When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when we think about downtown, what do I think of? All the great Southern restaurants that you can find right here in Pensacola. And the Good Grits gals are here this morning with us. Maria Goldberg is here along with Taylor Dawson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, beautiful day.
Yes, I'm so happy this
Finally.
Weather. It makes me, puts me in a good mood the minute I walk out the door.
It is a truly beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week, and I have to say it. It is a perfect time to be on the deck at the fish house.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. For sunsets.
For sunsets. Ooh. You know, it is so lovely now that the weather has passed.
Right.
And we go into work and we see all these people sitting outside under their umbrellas, watching the boats, watching the fishermen, watching
the fish. The sun, the breeze. We're painting a picture.
Y'all want to hold on to these mics and I'll come back?
It is. And it's so cool to see everybody out there just, I mean, that's what everyone wants to do. They want to sit on the water.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see everybody having a great time. So make your plans. Come on down to the fish house. Come sit outside and have a great meal and enjoy this beautiful spring weather.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's March 4th, and something tells me that there might be a lot of things in store for us with Great Southern Restaurants this month. Taylor, I know you've got a list of things over there to tell us
about. Don't we always? Don't we always?
Always, always. Yeah.
But before we get to that, I do want to mention that, and we want to give a shout out to Pensacon for doing such a great job with their convention this year. Is that every year it gets better and better and better, and this year is no exception. And so we always, if you don't know, we always decorate the fish house in the land of Hogwarts, Harry Potter land. And Taylor is the ringmaster for the event, and she gets everything coordinated, and we transform the entire restaurant into Diagon Alley, the Great Hall, all sorts of great things. We have drink specials, all this kind of good stuff. But we're really, really thankful for Pensacon for putting on a good show. Taylor, why don't you tell them about a little of the highlights of the weekend?
Well, if you've never visited, I always say, you know, we're still recovering from Pensacon, but it is a labor of love. If you can just picture me dangling from the ceiling hanging candles.
I can picture that.
Not to ruin any of the magic, but it is a lot of fun, and all of it is always worth seeing everybody's faces light up. Kids, adults, everybody alike, walk in. It's something so fun to do. And if you weren't able to make it out this year, just so you know, for next year, we do decorate. I think there was a little bit of confusion. So we are decorated the week leading up to the weekend, the full week. So if you can't make it out for a Pensacon weekend, you can come see all the decor during the week, Monday through Sunday.
I heard through the grapevine it was awesome. People just were so surprised. And it's almost like the airport being the international galactic.
Oh, it's a shock. We always say if you come in for dinner on Sunday, the Sunday before we are decorated, you come in for dinner and then you come in for lunch on Monday, it's a completely different world.
Right.
It's so much fun. It really is so much fun. And I say it every single year, but Pensacola, we're very fortunate, is a very close-knit community. So being a part of anything that we can bring the community even closer together is always something we want to do.
It was great.
So, yeah. And all of the highlights, everything, we had a lot of fun on social media this year. I have a Pensacon highlight. You can check out some of the decorations and definitely make your plans for next year.
Absolutely, because as we always say, you never know who you're going to see at the fish house. We always have celebrities stop by, and everyone's dressed up. It's just a ton of fun. But mark your calendars for next year.
You're already lining up the guests for next year.
I know. It's going to be February 19 through 21. So again, we encourage you to go check out our social media and see all the fun that happened over Pensacon, and make plans to come out next year because it's a ton of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, that was a fun event for sure. And I know now coming up, there's this little green Irish thing maybe coming our way.
It is.
It's a little leprechaun,
I was
perhaps.
Gonna say, where are we going with this?
It is. But here's the thing about St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. So at all of our restaurants, we are, we have a fish house. We have an oyster house. We have a steak house. We have a soul food restaurant. And we have a Italian restaurant. None of that has to do with the Irish. And so we have learned a long time ago to let our friends at McGuire's mm-hmm. and O'Reilly's take the charge.
Okay,
They're the stars of the show.
They are the stars of the show, and you know what? You don't compete when they both do it so well. And so we say, happy McGuire's prediction run.
There you
happy
go.
Happy O'Reilly's St. Patrick's Day, because both of them, seriously, both of them do an amazing job with St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day. So sometimes you just have to own it and say, you know what? They do it fabulously. We're not going to take it. We're going to sit this one out.
Okay.
But that being said.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not sitting out the whole month. I know.
No.
Yeah, we need a little break after Pensacon.
Okay.
So this is our little break.
A little break. But seriously, we joke all the time at the restaurant of we kind of know what we're doing. In January, we have Restaurant Week. In mm-hmm. February, we've got Valentine's Day and Pensacon. March is a little bit of a breather. We got spring break coming up, which is nice. But then April, we start Easter. May is Mother's Day.
Oh
June
boy.
Is Father's Day. July is Beer Fest. So we kind of already know what we're mm-hmm. doing. So we've got Easter on the horizon, and that is going to be Sunday, April 5th this year. Mark your calendars, because Taylor's going to start off and tell you a little bit about what's going on at each of the restaurants.
So, of course, we'll all be open for Easter. Let's start with the Fish House. We'll be open for Easter brunch and dinner. That's going to be Sunday, April 5th. Brunch hours are going to be 11 to 3, and dinner service beginning at 3 o'clock. Of course, we'll be serving off of both standard menus for brunch and dinner, but our executive chef, Jason Hughes, has created an Easter special that will be available for both brunch and dinner service. That's going to be an herb-crusted prime rib featuring slow-cooked Angus rib loin over rustic smoked Gouda mashed potatoes, grilled local broccolini, roasted heirloom baby carrots served with rosemary jus and Dijon horseradish cream. As always, pro tip from your favorite former Fish House hostess. We are walk-ins only, no reservations, but you're always more than welcome to give us a call at the restaurant to see if we're running a wait, and if we are, what that current wait time is running. Our number is 850-470-0003. And moving on to Jackson's, we'll be open serving Easter lunch and dinner. Lunch hours are going to be 10 to 2, and dinner service from 5 to 9. We'll be serving from our standard lunch and dinner menus. Chef Irv Miller and Jeremiah Taylor have created some Easter features that will be available. For lunch, we're going to have country ham and crab cake eggs benedict with 2 soft poached eggs, country ham, crab cake, toasted English muffin, hollandaise sauce, roasted fingerling potatoes, and grilled asparagus. And our special feature for dinner is going to be a slow-braised lamb shank, roasted fingerling potatoes, and rusted Brussels sprouts with pan jus.
Oh, my goodness.
At Jackson's, we do accept reservations. So go ahead and make yours now. You can visit us online through Open Table or give us a call, 850-469-9898.
So a little pro tips from us is that we are officially, a month away from Easter, and at Jackson's and at Angelina's, we take reservations. And I suggest that it is something that you are thinking about doing, now is the time. And also note that at Jackson's, we are not usually open on Sundays for lunch. So this is an opportunity to actually have a lovely Sunday lunch at Jackson's. But again, got to have a reservation, because we fill up quickly. And that number is 469-9898. Visit us on our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com.
Very important to get that reservation, and now's the time to do it. Don't wait.
It's going
to
fly by. Guys.
Don't wait.
And
I'll just roll into Angelina's while we're here. Again, Angelina's does take reservations. They will be open on Easter Sunday. Now, Angelina's is not normally open on Sundays, but they will open up for Easter service from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and they're going to serve from their regular dinner menu all day long, And Chef Ian Gillette will be offering two special features, mint and ricotta pasta with sweet peas, bacon, poached egg, and Parmesan,
as well
as lamb chops with herbed risotto, grilled asparagus, finished with au jus and mint gremolata. And again, we are accepting reservations. And to do so, you can give us a call at Angelina's, which is 850-542-8398. Or visit our website, angelinaspensacola.com.
Maria, can you take a moment and just describe that pasta one more time?
Absolutely.
We'd be happy to.
Chef Gillette just does such a fantastic job.
You're rattling through the ingredients, and my mind is going, oh, my gosh,
so,
that sounds good.
So it's going to be a pasta.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a ravioli, almost. Mm-hmm. It's going to be stuffed with mint and ricotta cheese. Then it's going to have sweet peas, bacon, poached egg, and a little Parmesan on top.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet
that
peas for
like
breakfast sounds pretty good, right?
It sounds like heaven is what it sounds like.
The background noises are so funny to me. It's like when you push the button for the clapping, you know, that's what that's what you're here for.
I'm here for the, that sounds good.
Well, he does. He does a fantastic job. And again, Jackson's and Angelina's, you do need a reservation to come join us. And then over at Five Sisters, we will have our traditional Sunday jazz brunch, and we have the Kurt Bowl Quintet that plays from 11 to 3 every Sunday.
Nice.
And they will also be playing on Easter Sunday, and we'll be serving from our standard brunch menu, which if you haven't had our chicken and waffles, you're missing out.
Sure are.
Delicious. Also, too, if you've never had one of our Bloody Marys.
I was about to say.
Say it, Taylor. Say it.
It's topped with a chicken wing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh! Jinx.
Check out our socials if you want to see it.
Wow.
And if you order one of your own, please tag us.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So Chef John Huggins, his Easter special that is going to be offered at Five Sisters is going to be slow roasted, lightly smoked, orange and cranberry glazed spiral ham served with scalloped potatoes, bourbon glazed crispy Brussels sprouts, roasted carrots, and a Sister Schubert roll.
Wow, that's a real traditional Easter ham.
Isn't
I like
it?
That. Yeah.
That is
good.
A total Easter plate. Easter plate. So at Five Sisters, we do not take reservations. It is walk-in only. But as Taylor and I say all the time, we know this is a lot of information. We know we're aware. We do it every day. It's a lot of fun. However, if you've missed something that we said, please go on to our website, which is greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And once you get there, hit on the news link and hit on happenings. And we have press releases listed there for every single restaurant, which lists all the menus, all the details, phone numbers, how to make reservations, what all we're doing all the time. So we encourage you to go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and you can find out further information there.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts this morning are Maria and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants. So if you've got a question about the menu or an upcoming event like Easter, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
And just to put on your radar for the beginning of April, because tickets go on sale April 1st, it's our 12th annual craft beer festival at the Fish House.
Oh, fun.
Yep, that's going to be June 20th from 3 to 6 o'clock. I'll just plug Beer Fest really quick. We're going to feature over 50 different beers with a portion of the proceeds always benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Nice.
And put on your calendar, it's always the day before Father's Day, so it's an amazing Father's Day gift.
Now, do they put chicken wings in the beers? Or
they do not. We can ask.
But
anything's possible.
But anything's possible, that's true.
You never know. Well, it's for those who haven't been before, it is we are, of course, biased, but we think it's a great event because we use all the outdoor space within the entire complex, and not only do we have over 50 beers, but we have spirits and seltzers and all sorts of things.
Really something for everyone.
Really a lot of fun. And as we always say, too, everyone gets a pretzel necklace.
Oh,
and
you I may knew there was something.
And you may say, a pretzel necklace, that's silly. No. There's no silly there. They are prized treasures for everyone that walks in. Everyone's like, where's my pretzel necklace? I need my pretzel. Oh, my God, you have pretzel necklaces. I need a pretzel necklace.
And then they'll come find us later for another one.
Oh.
They'll hunt you down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and presale, like Taylor said, is April 1st. And presale tickets are $30. $30, 30. That is a bargain.
Absolutely.
June 1st, it will bump up $240. So
okay, and what's the date again for this?
Tickets go on sale April 1st, but the date for the event is June 20th,
okay.
Saturday.
The right before Father's
Day. Father's Day.
Right, and we will send out, if you are not subscribed to our mailing list, let me tell you how you can do that. You can go on to greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and there will be like a little sidebar that pops up as soon as you get to that website, and it says, join our mailing list.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! You just click on there, and you can sign up for all of our information from all of our restaurants, or you can, if you just want to know what's going on at Jackson's, just sign up for Jackson's. Or if you want to just know what's going on at Fish House, do that. Or, you know, we like for you to be informed about everything, and if you'd like to check all those, do. And then you'll get the advanced notification when tickets go on sale and how to get those, as well as what happens month to month at Great Southern Restaurants.
That sounds great. I'm excited about all of this coming up. I'm especially excited about Easter. This sounds like a blast right before Father's Day. What else is on the plate, so to speak?
Well, my goodness gracious, we just don't stop. We just don't stop. So over at Angelina's, we are doing our next installment in our dinner club series, and it's called Limoni di Primavera, which is a celebration of spring featuring lemons.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Lemons. Amalfi lemons, Southern Italy, are a big, 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 big. They are delicious. They are big. They are wonderful. And we use them in a lot of our recipes as is. In fact, we have this really special dessert that Chef Ian makes. You know, every now and then they have it as a special feature. You can always ask for it, see if they have any. But it is basically Amalfi lemon cut in half, scooped out. They make lemon sorbet with the lemon and then scoop it back into the bottom of the lemon.
Oh, wow.
Put a little mint sprig on top so it looks like a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. And again, go on to our social media.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, seriously, is that Taylor put some fabulous pictures of that. You know what? If you've got one, post one today so folks can see what we're talking about.
Oh, good. I'll share it to our story on Instagram.
And that's one of those things that I have a feeling you would just savor every bite.
It's so pretty. You don't want to eat it.
It is beautiful. I digress. That's something that we have. But this dinner that we're going to have is going to be five courses with five Italian wines. And, of course, Chef Ian Gillette has put together the menu. And Matt Nichols, our wine expert, has picked the wines to complement the evening's dishes. And, again, it's going to be inspired by the Amalfi Coast. And we have a little bit of everything to offer. And, again, a lemon is a symbol of freshness, warmth, and the joy of gathering around the table, especially during the springtime. So we will start with the menu. The first course is going to be Gulf Snapper Crudo, and that's going to be with lemon, Sicilian olive oil, sea salt, chili, and strawberry. And that is going to be paired with a beautiful sparkling from Sicily.
Mm.
The next course is going to be charred asparagus, which is going to have salsa verde, toasted focaccia breadcrumb, and that is going to be paired with a vermentino from Tuscany.
Oh, my goodness.
The next course is going to be spaghetti a la limoni. And that's house-made spaghetti. Pause for a second. House-made spaghetti. Do you know, fun fact, that every pasta on the Angelina's menu is made in-house?
I did not know that.
Every single one of them.
Oh, no wonder it tastes so wonderful.
Every single one of them is
fresh.
We make everything house-made.
I love that.
And it just makes, if you've never had fresh-made pasta, it is so different.
Mm-hmm.
from you know, what a lot of us know in the box, you know. But anyhow, we will be having house-made spaghetti with lemon and then a little bit of blue crab. And that is going to be paired with an avellino from Campanata. Then the next course is going to be a grilled hanger steak. And that is going to have Roman spring frittella, mint pesto, and, of course, lemon. And that is going to be paired with a Montefalco. And then the final dessert course is going to be an Amalfi lemon poussat with sorbet, olive oil, and sea salt. and that is going to be paired with an Asti from Piedmont, the Northern Italy region.
Okay, so if someone just joined us and they're hearing this menu, where is this happening and when again?
Absolutely.
Because it sounds divine.
This is a celebration of spring featuring lemons at Angelina's, our Italian restaurant. It is going to be Thursday, April 23rd at 5:30. There will be five courses and five wines to be paired with them. The price for the dinner is $115 per person plus tax and gratuity. So think about it.
Five and the wine?
Correct.
Wow.
Five courses, five wines.
Wow.
$115 plus tax and gratuity.
I wish I had a birthday coming up.
It is a great deal for such a lovely special menu and for the course scene. Reservations are limited, so you do need a reservation for this dinner. Can't just walk in that night because we will already probably be sold out. So we encourage you to give us a call again at 850-542-8398, or you can visit us on our website, angelinaspensacola.com. Angelina's, FYI, it's all E's. There's not an I in that name at all.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
Angelina's, Angel, E-N-A. So all E's, AngelinasPensacola.com. And on there, once you get to our website, there will be a tab at the top that says reservations. Click on that. And then when you get there, there's going to be a choice as to whether you want to do this special event. So you click on the special event and you're done.
Wonderful and very easy. And I would suggest doing it now.
Absolutely. Because, again, these special dinners that we do, because we do have a limited season, they always, always sell out. So we encourage you, if this is something that you're looking forward to, you might want to learn a little bit more about, check out our website, read about it, call us, visit us on our website, make a reservation.
That's the theme, I feel like, of every single show is don't procrastinate, don't hesitate, make your reservation. We know life flies at you fast.
I can't believe it's March already, so it'll all be here very, very quickly.
Absolutely, but it's a very, very, Chef Gillette has done a very thoughtful menu and has done a great job of picking something that really represents spring and also represents Angelina's.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, the lemon is part of our logo at Angelina's, and lemons, we have homemade limoncello that we make in-house, all sorts of great things. But so this will be a really special dinner, so check it out. And again, it's a lot that we've talked about. Go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, click on the news link and see what's happening at all of our restaurants, all the information, all the menus, the wines, the reservation number. Everything you need to know is on that website.
And you can check it out on social media, too, because I'm linking it into all the different restaurant sites, and it's great because you keep everybody. You do a great job, Taylor, of keeping everything up to date.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
She does. She works it. It is. in fact, I'll give Taylor a shout out.
Oh, thank you.
Just because, seriously, is that she takes care of the social media for all of our restaurants and does a bang-up job. But we would really encourage those out there is that if you're at one of our restaurants, please do tag us. Taylor will reshare it. She will mention you in the tag, and we love it. We love to see what people are eating and what it looks like and if you're having a great time.
And that lemon's up on the story.
Okay.
Just to let you know, for Angelina's.
Excellent.
Boom.
Okay.
Well done.
Well, we have a text that just came in from one of our listeners that I absolutely love. This is from Dan, and he says, I might not have a chance to go to any of these events, but listening to this show is like a small vacation for me.
Oh.
Yay. Thank you so much, Dan.
Hang out with us anytime, Dan.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't there voices and then describing the food? And it's just like, oh, okay, I'm in heaven.
I'm just praying y'all can't hear my stomach.
Well, mine too, by the way. Thank you very much. We got about a minute left. Anything else you want to touch on before we go?
Really quick, we do have Atlas Beverage Class tomorrow, but we are sold out, so I do want to go over next month. It's April 2nd, always the first Thursday of the month. We are featuring carbless, ready-to-drink cocktails. I do still have availability for both class times, 5 and 7 o'clock. It is $30 per person for courses. That menu will be out shortly. So if you want to make your reservations, because these classes do sell out, especially with the weather, they have been selling out. So if it's something that you've been interested in, definitely let me know. My number is 850-287-0200, or you can always reach out to me, Taylor, at goodgrits.com.
Okay, and the date on that one again is April.
April 2nd.
First
Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And always, again, go to our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Click on the calendar link, and you'll see everything we're doing at every restaurant every single day.
Thank you so much. Great Southern Restaurants, the Good Grits gals are here. Maria and Taylor, thank you both. Now I am officially hungry. It's all
Yay,
your fault.
We've done our job.
Sorry.
Make those reservations today, y'all. Be sure and check it out. What's that website one more time?
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk.
Thanks, Meg.
We'll be back.